Stacey and Jay Spoo.
It's Monday, welcome to it. And Duncan Fit for choosing us to hang out with all the way till 6 p.m. Now, ordinarily when I play this music bed, I'm very excited. But for some reason, guys,
womp, womp, womp,
I'm not. So let's talk about Friday, right? I've never been a fan of watching, like, live games. But I'm not going to lie, after Friday, I'm kind of hooked, right? It was electric. It was something to experience. And shout out to everyone else, Stacey, for allowing me to vie early with Nicholas Tatham to go to Mozambique to
Thank
watch
you.
Bafana Bafana.
Yeah, they're not the bullies, they're the ballies.
I see what
now,
you did.
Now, I was very excited to be watching Bafana Bafana take on Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe did not have to work hard, guys. They did not have to work hard.
Mm-mm.
Right? So, just when I see Zimbabwe, I'm just like, neighbor. You could have just let this one slide.
Yeah, they could have.
Like, you have nothing to gain from this. Next time Zimbabweans ask for sugar, guys, we know exactly what to do, ne? But the game was great, and big shout out to Funa for documenting it. If you want to see it, it's available on Stacey and Jay School on social media. But now we need to get into the crowd, because I feel like there's a lot to be said.
Oh, there's a lot that needs to be said. Okay,
yeah.
So this particular match against them was more than a regional derby. It wasn't like a derby day gone wild. It was actually quite important.
Yes.
It wasn't just for our sports league, Nicholas Tatham and Jay Spoo, to go and like watch a live football game for the first time. It was actually a must-win encounter. Awkward. To reclaim momentum ahead of the final qualifier, which is happening tomorrow. But as we know, because we saw there, it didn't go down like sports lead, Nicholas Tatham. You're going to give us a rundown, please, on exactly what happened from what I saw, not a lot, in Durban. And moreover, that was Friday. What must we do now?
Okay. I really enjoyed Friday.
Nice.
Just firstly.
Nice, yeah.
The people,
you guys were
came
there for the vibes, man.
And supported Bafana to the end. To the bitter
yeah.
end. Anyway, it ended nil all, which wasn't that exciting.
Mm-mm.
However, guys, we can still qualify.
Yeah, but
we can still
later.
Book our tickets to the World Cup.
How many Excel spreadsheets do we need to make this happen?
No, I will explain.
Okay, all right. Layman's
I've
terms.
Got all the permutations
okay.
in front of me.
Okay.
Not the permutations.
All,
break
eh?
My
okay.
neck with
Don't
that one.
Don't ask me to spell it.
Okay.
So Bafana Bafana will qualify for the World Cup.
If
they beat Rwanda and Benin lose to Nigeria. So we are now the biggest fans of Nigeria.
Yes,
ever.
For our brothers. Jollof.
So that's all we need. We need to win and hope that Nigeria beats Benin. Okay.
Nigerian brothers, we have never needed you more. Yeah, this is home.
The
basically, South Africa is your home.
The way that
we
these
love
two
you.
Are selling their
please.
Souls, guys. They will do anything to make this happen. They will do anything.
Come on, Nigerian brothers, we've always been by your side.
We have been your best friends.
Yeah, we need you.
But we
also need Bafana Bafana to do the thing.
Yes.
They will do it.
So Rwanda, come on.
Chill.
Come on.
Chill.
Hey, mates. Come on.
Yeah, so anyway, in between all of these things, what did you say? Permutations. Pardon moi, rah rah. After the game on Friday, you know, which ended in the no
I
goals being scored. Nick, our sports lead, did take to the rest of the stadium to go and find out how people were feeling. And apparently there was some joyous celebration.
No.
All right, so we are here after that nil-all draw between Bafana and Zim. I've got a couple fans here. Guys, we're going to do some post-match analysis. So give us the ins and outs of what happened there.
I honestly feel like Zimbabwe took the win at the end of the day because they had a red card at 70th minute and we still couldn't find a way to score. But I feel like we'll still qualify and we'll qualify for the World Cup. So I'm stoked for my team. They look good and they play good football, so I'm happy for that. So,
Spamanda Dlamini, what do you think we can improve on going into the Rwanda game?
Okay, I think the coach made late changes, which was wrong. He was supposed to take Modiba out in like 75 minutes and the Pirates player. Those two guys are supposed to come out in the 75 minutes and put two new fresh legs, and then that we were going to have Kalo, of course, there.
Do you still think we're going to qualify though?
Oh, it's tough to say because we're having a bigger game coming up, but we have good chances of qualifying.
Sherwin, thoughts?
Disappointed. We had many chances. We didn't finish it off.
What do you think happened? Do you think Zim sort of just came in and defended throughout the whole game and just didn't want to concede?
I think we were creating enough, but we didn't have the finishing was not there at all.
All right, there you go. Commentary from Friday. That was a vibe. That was epic. Can Bafana Bafana please beat Rwanda?
Please.
In Mpumalanga. It's tomorrow, ne?
At the Mbombela Stadium, yeah.
Thoughts and prayers, guys.
A moment of silence for the boys. We can. He's not even coming out of my mouth, man.
He's trying to say we can do it.
We can do it.
Stacey and Chase Boo.
I'll be by your side.
Weekdays 3 to 6 p.m. East Coast Radio.